When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello there, I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Bobby Brown, check this out, guys. Bobby Brown admits to formerly being a sex addict and says that Janet Jackson was the crush of his life.
Hmm. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, okay, interesting, Bobby. Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary J. Blige was honored in Atlanta, and Carla is here with today's music news. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour, but right now, what time is it? It is time to ask the nephew and Junior.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Come on,
let's
and get
our heads.
Get it. We ain't really trying to help. Let's be honest about that. We really
ready for your love questions. Here we go. Amanda in Denver says, my husband inherited his grandparents' old house after they both died in the house a few years apart. I loved his grandparents so much, but I am terrified of ghosts, and I think the house is haunted by them. I want to fix the house up and rent it out, but he wants to live in it. How can I change his mind on this?
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Again, I'm scared as hell, so I'm telling you, I'm with you. If the ghost is in the house, I'm with you. We're not going to spend one day in there, but how do you convince him? This is what you got to do. Even if they're not in there, you need to get you some ghost sounds, some ghost music, all that. Hook it all up. And when y'all, what, Carla? So when y'all in there, click that thing on so you can start hearing. Y'all go, hey. You want to hear boards creaking, all that. That's my suggestion on how to not have to stay in the house. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not staying in there with you. I'm not with you.
Yeah.
I can see.
Pants.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
would just go ahead and bring in a Catholic priest and just start the house cleansing. Just when he come home from work.
Exorcism?
Yeah, just they cleansing the house already. They don't, I'm sorry, I didn't know you didn't want this. But I'm not standing there either. I'm with you. I'm not doing, black people don't do ghosts. This
no, is we just, say black people.
Or burn it down ghosts. And say it accidentally caught on fire. Burn it down. And then,
arson? Arson.
Burn that devil and that spirit out of there.
Yeah.
Until you do right by me house. Everything you do gonna crumble.
That is crazy. I could live in there just fine.
You could.
No problem. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Stop. As soon as a squirrel run across that dog,
I'm way more afraid of the living than I am the dead.
Way more afraid. Rocking chairs just start rocking.
All right, here we go. Shelly in Frisco says, my husband and I went to the mall and he liked the cashier's hair color so much that he said my hair would look nice that color. I was embarrassed and she smirked. He doesn't understand what he did wrong. Was he flirting or did I overreact?
He wasn't flirting. He just said that at the wrong time, right in front of the lady. That's what he did. I've made this mistake before. He said that and
what?
He didn't really mean it. Yeah, I've done it. And he wasn't talking about, you know, you know, how attractive this young lady was. He was talking about more like, baby, you look good if you rock that right there. But you ain't supposed to say that like that. It's a certain way you're supposed to edge it around to say, you know, let's look at some new hairstyles in a magazine. You can't pick a person and say it in front of the person, boy. And embarrass your lady like that. That's so I get it. He was not flirting, baby. He just stupid and said it at the wrong time. I'm number one stupid. I can tell you honestly, he was just being stupid.
Game recognized.
He just said the wrong thing. I didn't say it, baby. You ought to get you some jeans like that. She look good in them jeans. Oh, this helper look good in them jeans. That's what you saying? Is that what you saying?
Okay. That was worse. What you think, Junior?
I don't know if he was flirting or overreact, but we do know he don't like your hairstyle. Is what we do.
That's what.
I can't tell you were flirting. I can tell you 100. He don't even like your hairstyle. Whatever this bob is, this print, this press, whatever it is you rocking, you need a new one because he just told you in front of another woman. So I don't know if he's flirting or you overreacting, but for sure, he don't like your hair. I know that. That's what we do know. He don't care who he tells in front of.
Y'all need to find out what your man like too. I mean, sometimes y'all, when your man first met you, y'all was rocking a cold hairstyle. Guess what? For some reason, we never get back to that hairstyle we started with. And we can't say
like
nothing. We just hope we get back to the one we fell in love with.
But you know what? Women like change. That's the fun part of being a woman. We like changing our hairstyles and all of that. And men never like for women to change. Women always want men to change.
Okay, wear my hair the way I want to wear my hair.
Yeah.
You don't have any hair.
I got that. But when we go to bed on Tuesday evening, Tuesday
on
night.
Tommy Tuesday.
Okay, when we go to bed on Tommy Tuesday, when I wake up Wednesday and it's a different look, I mean, you can't scare me like this. It's constantly just changing. I'm like, that is not who I went to bed with last night. That is not who that is.
Yeah, I thought you liked variety and all of that. All right. Moving on to Natalie in the DMV. She writes, I've been dating a man that lives with his sister, and his sister is best friends with his ex-girlfriend. The ex comes over there to see his sister, and I will never be okay with her being at his house. Should I talk to him and his sister together?
I don't know what you're going to say, but just from a man looking from the outside, they still doing it when they come over there and you ain't there. I'm just letting you know. Ooh. It's still something happening over there. Ooh. All right. Hey. I put
That's
it out
why
there.
She's
it's
always
still
over
something
there.
Happening with the friend of the sister, the ex girlfriend. It's still going down. So, I don't know. Pick a new man.
Okay. All right.
That's an easy solution.
Good point.
That's an easy solution. I mean, you know, everybody want to be friends in here with the ex and the sister, there, bring your ex with you when you go over there. Let everybody meet everybody. See, we all doing all this meeting. Bring your ex right on over there with you.
Mm-hmm.
That way everybody get to meet everybody. And he don't like when you bring your ex. Well, I don't like it when yours over here either. Well, let's all get comfortable.
Yeah.
I'll shut that down.
Daryl,
shut that down.
Yeah,
Chrissy, meet Daryl. I think we're all good here. I think this is all right.
Let's get the ex and ride.
Yeah, let's get the ex.
That's where everybody. Yeah. That's
everybody
what we doing.
Everybody. Yeah.
I like it.
Talk to you in another room. Okay, what you want to talk about? Well, we got to stop bringing these eggs. Well, you stop yours first. Then I'll stop mine. Because you right now, you three visits up.
So Daryl got
who's counting?
He got two more times to come over here. We're going to even this thing on up. Right? Yeah, that's what you need.
All right, guys, last one. Jane in Tampa says, I'm a 37-year-old single female, and I'm dealing with three men while I figure out who I want to invest time and money in. I love dating fixer-uppers because they end up being so loving and dedicated to me. My friends call me crazy. But what's so bad about me doing this? Is it wrong to invest in my future this way? Wow. Money, too?
Okay, I missed something. She's dating three guys at one time?
Yeah, she wants to figure out who she wants to invest her time and money in.
Okay, and she just going ring around the roses since she found out what she wants.
Yeah, because she likes interrupters.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Before I was married, I loved ring around the road. I had a big ring around the road. I loved it. You just keep going around and around and around till you figure out what. It's a great ring if you ring it right. If you ring it right, if you get a good ring. Mm-hmm, yeah. Go ahead, Junior. If you get...
All right. Great job, guys. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/One Love to try it free now.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.